This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
At 97.3. Hey, it's Sarah and Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at radioalice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It was the end of the song, so I was just singing along with it. Johnny Mosley, the fact that you're here today must mean that Vinny is he's really sick. And not only have we lost Vinny, we're down another man. Today's a big time. I can hear something, you guys.
Oh.
Was it you, Johnny?
Smooth jazz? That's not me. The smooth jazz?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
This is a big test for the AP team today. So.
Bryn is down.
Yeah. Bryn's down.
I was
Vinny's
busy.
Down.
I had my headphones in because I'm busy watching educational videos on
the coronavirus.
Yes.
I know. All morning you've been like, I think you're trying to scare yourself. Johnny's coughing.
Keep it quiet that Vin and Bryn and Vin are sick because they're going to round them up.
Put them in the hole.
I mean, round them up and.
I don't know what's wrong. Listen, yesterday, I don't know what happened to Bryn. Like, so there's something wrong with him. And I watched it come on because we had a meeting at, like, I don't know, 12:30 or whatever time it was at. Just like an all-company meeting. So, by the way, everyone in the company's been exposed, which is great news. But he seemed fine during the show yesterday. And then we were, you know, we had 3 hours to kill. So we're walking around and we went out, like, let's get some vitamin D. We walked over to the shore and, you know, walking by all the piers and... All of a sudden, he goes, you know, I just don't feel right. I don't know what's going on. So we came back to the station, and he goes and takes a nap in his car. I'm like, okay. And he, just, by the time we got to that meeting, didn't eat. He's sitting there, like, kind of feeling terrible. And then I'm like, oh, my God. We're gonna be down to the AP. I'm like, can you please text Brandon and see if he can come in tomorrow so we have extra people here today? With Vinny out and now Bryn out, I was like, No, I'm fine. But it is scary. And of course, crowning all of this is the overarching fear of the coronavirus. Like, I know they don't have that, right? Shut up, Johnny. There's supposedly one unconnected case in Northern California.
I don't think it's supposedly.
Okay, there's that's one. One person has it
in Solano County.
Right, I thought he was in Sacramento. Oh, same thing. They're
is that
right.
Solano?
Yeah, it's pretty close.
County is Vallejo, Benicia, Fairfield.
Gets you close. Okay, that's where.
Oh boy. Oh no.
I think he's. Yeah. Oh, I think he's being treated in Sac. He might be at Davis or something like that.
Yeah. Because
that sounds right.
Fox 2 was just talking about it. And they're in Vallejo interviewing people.
Oh, I don't even know if it's he. Is it he or she?
Oh,
we don't even know.
We don't even know. They just kept saying patient.
Patient one. Yeah.
Patient one.
Patient zero.
Patient zero.
Well, that's the thing. Like, they're saying this is not someone who traveled.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This is someone who there's no clear path to how this guy got the virus.
Or a woman.
This entity that we assume is human. It's so stupidly scary, this whole thing. Like, it's just been sort of, like, bubbling, you know? And then, and obviously in the last few days, it's bubbled a little hotter. Like, the whole thing yesterday, the president talking about it.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, boy.
Well, all the pieces, too. Like, you know, that we didn't really know about. Like, apparently, you know, I think it, Milan or Italy is like a ghost town because it's really bad
there. There was a breakout there, right?
And so you're thinking everything's normal except in China, but then you're starting to hear these reports like...
Right, Iran has a huge outbreak.
Like, it's... And it's affecting daily... Japan just canceled school until spring, literally.
Oh, they
public
did?
Public school until spring.
Oh, yeah. Boy.
They're trying to control it.
Well,
so I mean, and we're obviously on the front lines. We're the first stop.
Yeah, here on the coast.
On the coast, so it makes sense we would get the first case.
Yeah.
Of
well, unconnected to anything else.
Yeah.
Because there were people that were on like a Japanese cruise ship that got there in the country in isolation, I assume.
Right.
Oh boy.
So I guess the question is now, you know,
do we have to go get Bryn and Vinny and round them up and throw them in a hole? You know,
I mean, that's to me an obvious solution,
right? It's really the only choice,
a local solution we can get our hands around. Did we sterilize Bryn's area, Brandon? You're sitting in Bryn's area. Has it been sterilized?
I wiped everything down.
Did you switch the mic cover?
I didn't.
Too late.
Oh,
too late.
I'm going to have to talk really loud today.
No, just there have to be, there's other mic covers around. Or just go rinse that one off. I mean,
oh, there's
foam,
one right by
right?
Johnny, right?
Yeah.
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 So I've been rewatching this video that a guy sent me. So the unique thing about this virus is it has these spikes. And so it.
And that's why they call it a corona? Like a little.
Maybe
a
that
little
I didn't catch that part, but that makes sense. And so in what's unique is that it can attach. It sends these spikes into your lungs, and then it starts inputting this DNA or this
right,
information
the DNA.
Into your lung, and then we start making photocopies of it.
We're so stupid. Why do we do that?
I know. So dumb.
Just tell your brain not to do that.
Yeah, and that's why it's...
The other thing I heard,
nasty.
Which was very disturbing, is that somebody had it and survived it and now has it again.
What?
Yeah,
what's your
first,
I saw that too.
Yeah, it's. I don't know what my source is.
Okay,
my source is my brain.
Right.
That, you know.
If you want
a source,
go thousand, to KCBS.
Right. All the thousand things that I read this morning already. That's one of the things I read that stuck with me. Like, you know, I always think about, like, they say a cold. You can never catch the same cold twice.
Mm.
Like that your body has fought it, beat it, and now has the antibodies against it.
Right.
Which is why as you get older, supposedly you get fewer colds.
Right.
And that,
but
to think that you could re-get this, that this could be, oh my God, that's actually
that
one of the scariest
like
things.
Now you sound like you might be inciting a little. Now you got to be careful with that fact.
Now I'm a parent.
Because I think that's the whole thing.
It's a story.
You can't get it twice.
Well.
I mean, you're supposed to, once you beat it,
you're immune
to
it, right.
Because that's an important thing if that's true or not true.
Yes. It is.
Very. That was like
find
one of the most important things
story.
We've said all morning.
Give that to the Johnny.
Just because we're gonna run fine line of talking about this all day long.
Oh, look, it's everywhere.
Scaring the hell out of people.
Yeah, I printed. I've sent
them. Giving them good information.
Like little lists of crap that we should be doing. I mean, it comes down to the basic stuff, you know. Don't make out with strangers. I don't know if that's one of them.
Yeah.
Just making stuff up now.
Mm-hmm.
Like
that seems reasonable, though.
Sure, doesn't it? I mean, just don't grab a stranger.
Don't lick your fingers after chicken wings.
No, you can't.
I saw my son last night.
You can't lick your own fingers?
I'm like, don't lick your... Well, yeah, I mean, that's the whole point,
didn't
right?
the chicken juice kill that?
It's possible. If it's buffalo and it's hot enough,
sure.
It might kill that.
Right. Yeah, but I mean, you know, the thing. What was the story Vinny did like a week or two ago about how many times an hour we touch our faces? Like, you don't even know you're doing it.
Great point. Today, I'm instituting $1 in the pot if you touch your face.
All right.
Okay.
I
Everybody,
like it.
That's the deal.
So if I see
that.
You touching or you see me touching, it's
coronavirus.
Totally unconscious
what
or subconscious.
It's going to be super hard. But let's keep
my face is super itchy right now just thinking about how I can't touch it. Can
exactly.
I go like this?
Yeah, back of the wrist
knuckle,
I think is okay.
Knuckle?
Okay.
Oh God.
Well, I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm not
think
sure
that's
even okay.
Oh, boy.
I guess so.
So itchy. My face is super itchy right now.
You've
and my bangs are touching all over my eyeballs. I can't.
Oh no.
Oh no.
That
I
does,
can't get the.
That does look up.
It's just so bad.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
It's like
what do
just
I
past the eyebrow, like right. You can almost touch the eyelid.
Every time I blink my eyes, like my eyelash goes up and touches my my hair. Oh, I got to cut all my bangs off.
All right.
Somebody
and everybody at home, you know, institute the same policy.
Same policies.
With the kids, right. I mean, that's going to be tough. Kids, they just have their hands.
Kids are filth balls.
Oh my gosh,
They're closer to the ground. They just like soak up dirt. Kids are awful. And
I
luckily
like had that little sickness when I was on the road, and so I've been like a hand washing. I now can't go without washing my hands after touching anything or anybody. So I'm in a good mode right now, but I'm feeling already sick. It's psychosomatic. I don't know.
Wait. Oh, no. Stop it right now. He did come in and cough this morning. No. I was like, oh, my God.
Oh, did you see that they're washing money in China?
What?
Yeah, they're washing the money.
Oh, well, that actually makes sense.
I mean, it makes a lot
of
sense.
They say money is one of the filthiest things.
Let's just get rid of the cash right now.
Yeah, why are you? All right, I'll get rid of my cash,
too. Let's just throw
it
in.
You guys can hand it to me. I'll take it.
Yeah, we'll hand it to Brandon. He'll keep it safe, I'm sure. Right, you go. I have here's $15. There you go. That's the kind of cash I'm carrying. That's right, people. Oh, boy. That's not funny at all. But you know what it is? It's that we can joke about it now because it's not on us yet.
Well,
in a couple weeks,
the texts come in if we can joke about it now.
You're right. Well, no one really has it here. I mean, it's a couple people. You know, it's just starting to really rise to the absolute top of consciousness, top of mind. Like anytime, I'm telling you, you see people coughing, or I didn't even go into the grocery store the other day. Let me wipe my face with the back of my hand. And I saw this lady going. John was in there buying, you know, I read my book in the car and he goes and does the shopping. It's an awesome relationship.
That's amazing.
He's the best, man. It's unbelievable.
He really is.
So I'm sitting in the car and he's going in to grab a couple things that we need for dinner. And I see this lady and she walks right in. I'm like, oh my God, John, get out of there. Get out of there. You can get out of the world. Just get Instacart. And we'll just like put everything through like a decontamination box, or I don't even know what that is.
Oh my God, it's scary.
I know. Well, you know though,
what's scary about it is most things I feel like, okay, if this happens, I can take my cash out of and go somewhere.
Where?
I don't know. Like that's what I'm saying. With most things, you feel like you could.
I could run.
You could run.
I grab
you
my go bag and get out of the country.
I can get my go bag and right?
You got friends all over the world.
Where do you go with this one?
I'm thinking like maybe like flyover states.
No, man, those are gonna. Are you kidding me? That's where people are hiding out. Those are gonna be hot spots.
Is that like Kansas?
Yeah, sure.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Iowa, Kansas, they're doomed.
No, I'm thinking like you got to leave the country.
Yeah.
Where
no,
do you
here's
go?
What you got to do.
Like get on a boat and
that's
start sailing.
Exactly it. So right. Johnny Mosey, you got a boat at your house for God's sake.
I do, but I'm very upset because I used to have a sailboat, like a big enough one, and I always had that as like my contingency plan.
Right, because you don't need gas for that, even though you probably had a little outboard motor on there somewhere, right?
Yeah. Well, no, it has a little diesel motor in it for sure. But
because you're gonna run out of gas. But
you're gonna run out of gas,
sail.
But you can sail. You just use that for.
Are you like an awesome sailor? Like, do you know how to tack back and forth?
I can sail really well, but I've never done any ocean sail, like real like cross ocean sailing. So I would be vulnerable out there for sure. Actually,
I'm thinking
just an amazing story and outside about these shipwreck guys up there. They just came up and the mast was gone, and it can happen quick. And a big wave flipped them. Boom, and everything was gone.
Oh.
Like, all their gas, all their water, everything. Like,
where's this?
This was, I just only read, DeJesus put this on my desk.
Thank you, DeJesus.
You're welcome.
This was, they were leaving Japan for Hawaii in a 42-foot boat.
Sailboat.
Yeah, sailboat.
And bad weather flipped
them. 4 weeks to cross the world's largest ocean, and they were in a hurry because they were the owner wanted it there by a certain time. And they woke up one morning or something. He went up to check up top, and the mast was gone. And they didn't even notice it. A shroud broke, and the mast was gone. So then they were like, okay, fine. Well, we got enough gas. We can motor. No problem. Yeah. We're good. Prepared for this. And then they were, like, sitting there, and this storm came in, and a huge wave went by. And they were like, whoa, that was a pretty big wave, and it missed him. And then the next one just picked him up and just slammed him down, like picked the boat up, threw it, 42-foot boat.
The keel has got to be, isn't it almost as long as that?
Yeah, and so it flipped it upside down, and then now they're standing in waist-deep water, the boat's upside down, but they know it should right itself, right? Because it's got this huge, heavy keel.
Right, it seems like it would just, right.
And it did, and it righted itself.
But everything was gone.
But everything was gone. They said the battery like the boat battery. When that happened, it shot through the, it came loose and shot through the side of the, like a bullet through the side of the hull. Just
so like now they're in a literally sinking ship.
Well, it wasn't through the hull, sorry, through the top side, but okay. Exited the boat, right, like a bullet. And so now they're in a boat that's taking on water with every wave. They're bailing. And so basically they are just hoping it's not going to crack open. If it cracks open, they're done. It'll sink in 30 seconds. So they're just sort of like sitting there.
These people
lived. But what I'm saying is I never got to the end. This is like a mini book.
I see.
So
so we don't know if these people lived or not.
By the end of the show, I'll figure it out.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So anyway, I wasn't even going to do this story, but since you talked about it.
For the coronavirus.
But that was my.
You're flipping over. You're bailing it out. The waves keep coming.
Right. So,
oh,
so here I am. I'm loaded up with my family of four, and we're out there and trying to escape the coronavirus. And then you're waist deep in water, wishing you were on land with the coronavirus.
When are they going to come up with a boat that's, you know, totally? It has like rain sensors and water sensors, and just seals up. You know, so it's like a safe bubble. Like no matter how you're buffeted around, it's just at the end you're fine.
Yeah, just like a
dry it all. When are they going to come up with that?
Or a submarine? You know? Probably if you have your own private submarine.
If you had a submarine.
You could be
I mean, you're Johnny Mosley.
Right now. Just go out there and chill until it passes.
You don't have to have a massive nuclear sub. You know,
I mean, half these guys are headed to New Zealand to their bunkers is where they're at.
Right.
Remember we talked about this?
Yep. A lot of rich people got
that wasn't on this show. We talked about that.
Oh, we talked about it on the Johnny Mosley podcast. Every Monday, new episodes. Find them at radio.com or radioalice.com or wherever podcasts are sold.
But they're all headed there right now to their bunkers.
So you'd have to get in your
boat, the
rich people.
Yeah. Actually, I just saw that list. It just came out. Bloomberg's richest counties.
Oh.
Or richest cities in America. You know, number one.
City specific?
It's like towns. It's based on
Woodacre.
It's based on median income.
Hillsboro.
Close.
Palo Alto.
Well, you're in the right range. Those are all on the list.
Atherton.
Yes.
Oh, it's Atherton.
Uh-huh.
That's the richest town in America.
Yeah. Number one ahead of Scarsdale, New York.
Scarsdale, New York.
Yeah.
Is that like a convenient way to commute into the city or something?
Must
Scarsdale?
Be. Probably in that sort of Greenwich, I don't know, somewhere close to the city. Wall Street guys.
Atherton, though.
Guys. Atherton, number one.
Let's get a list of people who live in Atherton. We'll talk about them.
But they're all headed to New Zealand right now. They're on their G5.
Right. We don't even, it's not
bunker.
Like they're flying commercial.
Right. I mean, that's where the escape, now the doomsday sayers are looking pretty good.
Well, they say the one continent that has no incidences of coronavirus is Antarctica. So that's an awesome place to have a bunker. Cold, chilly.
Yeah.
But it's...
That makes sense. Probably not.
Can't always get there all the time. Mm-hmm. It's pretty weathery.
Huh. Well, yeah. I mean, according to Trump, it's going to just go away when spring comes. That's what he said.
Well, that'll be great.
Yeah. So that doesn't make sense, though, because you go to Antarctica, it's cold. Mm-hmm. So it's not going to go away when spring comes. But. Mm-hmm.
Unless someone brings it there as they're trying to escape it.
Sure.
It's right now it's clear. Antarctica. I think only like 112 people live on Antarctica at science installations. Or it's like some minuscule number.
That's right.
Like no one lives in Antarctica. Uh-huh. They visit there. It's supposed to be beautiful. That's what I hear. Anyway, so doomsday is upon us. And Vinny's out. Johnny Mosley, thank you for doing a second day. I know this is taxing for you. I know how you are by the end of the day. And I really appreciate that you rallied 2 days in a row to do this.
I'm feeling great right now.
You know, you just woke up and had your coffee,
I
assume.
It's at hour three where I'm going to have to.
Yeah.
Start doing the push-ups. Oh, yeah.
There should be a push-up competition between Brandon and Johnny.
All right, let's do it. Let's do it during the... believe me, you can beat him. He's completely out of shape, Brandon. Okay, you guys, hit the floor. Give me 50. We're going to play a song. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show.
That's the solution to everything. You don't want coronavirus, do push-ups.
Okay. You go ahead and
solution.
Do them. I'll just take the virus.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.